you won't do the same. If my body was on fire, ooh, you'd watch me burn down in flames. You said you loved me, you're a liar, 'cause you never, ever, ever did, baby. But darling, I'd still catch a grenade.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Don't you leave me no more. Oh,
103.1 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. State and federal election officials term most problems encountered in the November 5th presidential election as routine, with quickly discredited bomb threats and ballot shortages among the worst issues of the day. The hoax bomb threats, which the FBI quickly traced to a Russian domain, briefly affected some precincts in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Most locations were operational in less than an hour. In Fulton County, Georgia, 32 precincts received threats, according to the Associated Press. In Cumbria County, Pennsylvania, a ballot printing issue prevented reading by the optical scanners, according to the New York Post. Working ballots arrived by 1:15 and were used for the remainder of the day. Polling hours were extended due to the problem. In Boston, WBUR reports that the Massachusetts Secretary of State is investigating ballot shortages in 5 to 10 precincts. The state had provided adequate ballots, but apparently city election officials didn't distribute all that was allocated to the precincts and didn't answer the phone when the calls came in for more. In Milwaukee, access panels to power and USB ports on some optical ballot readers were unsecured when over 30,000 of the over 106,000 absentee ballots were tabulated, according to VoteBeat. The panels were secured, the machines reset, and the affected ballots were rerun. We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. By Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Out in the playground, in the dark side. Avenue.
Rocket in the night.
Take it higher.
Electric Avenue.
Rocket in Miami, Miami.
Electric Avenue.
Mix for all of Price County. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, keep me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Trouble.
And if I stay.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Cool. When it hits the bottom, the horses.
snack for your ears. This is Trail Mix 103.1. FM.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. By Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Don't you forget about me. Don't Bye.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Stop me up, but never stop, never stop. I've been lonely. I've been waiting.